rifles. Now that's the only guns, and 22s. That's the only kind I remember.
Okay. And what would you put it, what would you call the thing you'd put in?
Bullet or a shell. Okay. Depending on which gun you were using.
Okay. Do you ever call it anything else besides a bullet or a shell? Thinking of another word, C-A-R-T.
Cartridge.
Yes. Would they have called it that?
They could have.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have not...
Pistols?
Yes.
We didn't at our house have pistols, but I know that some of the cowboys had pistols.
Mm-hmm. You ever call them six shooters?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's what cowboys, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Just a few more and we'll stop.
But that's okay.
Take a break. Let's see. So we mentioned most of the I'm trying to think if there are any other animal pens. We mentioned pens for cows and horses and sheep and chickens. So I think that's probably about it. Did y'all have any other animals that you had to keep?
Just the pig pens.
Okay.
Now they have the llamas. A lot of places.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
But I don't know if they have... They must have corrals of some kind.
Yeah.
I've never been around where they are.
Yeah.
I've seen them and I know what they are, but
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Okay. I'm wondering about some containers that you might have gotten, might have bought nails in or things like that.
There were kegs and barrels.
Okay.
And
what's the difference between those two? Are there differences?
A keg is a smaller,
uh-huh.
as I remember it, is a smaller container. And a barrel usually would be about a 32-gallon
mm-hmm.
container.
Are both made out of wood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a thing that you would have maybe kept in the house to put table scraps in to carry out to the pigs?
A garbage pail.
Okay. Do you ever call it a slop bucket?
Oh, yes. Oh, those nasty slop buckets. We kept them outside, generally.
Oh, yeah. Didn't keep them in the house.
No.
They're too bad.
They get too bad.
Yeah. That was my chore growing up. I had to go carry the slop bucket out every day.
I guess we all had those chores.
Yeah.
My mother always fed the pigs.
Yeah. Did and you, what the thing you would have fed the pigs in?
Trough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And more than one would be called?
Troughs.
Okay. And what would you have called a male cow?
A bull.
Okay. Did people ever use another name for a bull because they didn't want to offend women folk? Because...
Huh. Gee. A gentleman cow, I guess.
Okay.
I've heard people say that.
Yes.
But you know, as you get to be adults, you should never get offended at those words.
I agree.
But, of course, women were supposed to be so refined.
It was hard to be refined, though, out on the ranch when you
ranch.
Had to work around all
That's
that stuff.
Right.
It really was hard, wasn't it?
And your youngsters learned a lot of things
yeah.
that they learned in a good, clean way.
Did sometimes they would perform an operation on the bull so that it couldn't produce offspring?
Castrate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did they do that? Was there a process? How would they?
Oh yes, I've never seen them do it.
Okay.
I've never helped with it.
Okay.
They remove the testicles.
Okay. What would they ever? I'm curious. We talked about eating parts of the bull or the cow. Did they ever cook those up?
Some people do.
And what do they call that? Ever call it mountain?
Mountain oysters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that's quite a delicacy.
Yeah.
And they sell them. They serve them at different
mm-hmm.
men organizations.
Yeah.
But. I've never eaten one. I've never cooked one.
Did what would they have called a castrated bull?
A steer.
Okay. And what would they have called a castrated pig?
A boar is one that isn't castrated.
That's the male, right?
That's the male.